This episode of Full Frontal is brought to you by Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audiblepodcast.com/fullfrontal. That's www.audiblepodcast.com/fullfrontal. Thank you for listening.
Guess what?
It's time for Full Frontal.
Oh my holy crap.
Raw and personal.
Is that funny?
Come, give me kisses.
Full Frontal with Alex Gaskar and Jack Barakat.
Fuck you! Yeah, shit!
I got a boner.
I'm feeling rough, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm feeling rough.
Herbie's flaring up?
Got a big outbreak right now going on in my pant zone.
It's like 28 days later in your
pants. In my dick region. 28 weeks later.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. It's the second outbreak.
All right.
Spreading.
We are in beautiful Switzerland. We're in the mountains. It's lovely outside.
Interlaken,
which sounds like...
Interlaken Festival.
I know what it means, but I want it to mean something else because it sounds like our bodies are interlocking together.
It means in the lake. I don't really know
it means
that.
Between two lakes.
Between two lakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. You've been learning Swiss?
Yeah, I've been up for a while just learning Swiss.
Respect. You haven't slept much.
No.
A lot of Swiss.
Yeah.
A lot of Swiss lessons in the
front
lounge.
A lot of cheese, a lot of chocolate, a lot of bibs.
Swiss cheese.
Dude, I've been looking around. There's some good looking people here.
It's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with the jet lag because we just got over here to Europe.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. I was up until like 7 in the morning, unable to sleep. Mm. And I watched the sunrise.
Ooh.
And there were beautiful mountains. We're obviously surrounded by them now.
Yeah.
But we were driving and I watched the mountains roll by. It was poetic and beautiful. And also, me, Jeff, and Brian beat the shit out of Tom last night. We had him trapped up here in the front lounge and just kicked his ass. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did you hurt Tom?
He's not doing well.
What are the words to that Lion King theme, by the way? Can we get those? Vienna.
It's not Vienna, no.
Feliz Navidad. It's a Christmas song.
Oh man, what were we? I was going to talk about something. Oh, it's raining.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, it's just started raining.
Where?
Fuck!
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful outside.
Jack, last time we recorded an episode, you were really hungover, and this time I'm really hungover.
I'm hungover every day.
We've traded places.
No, I'm also hungover.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not well. I'm a very sick boy.
Yeah, that happens when you consume alcohol.
Yeah. You gotta be more careful.
Yeah,
we gotta be more careful with our bodies.
Pace yourself. One beer is all you get.
Piss myself?
Yeah.
Piss yourself.
You might have pissed yourself.
I think I did piss myself. Hi everyone.
Hi.
How have you been?
You know how I've been, dude. We just won two Kerrang awards.
We goddamn did.
Sitting on cloud 10.
Best international band because that's what we are. The best.
Yeah.
The best.
All the interviews before Kerrang Awards are like, so do you guys think you're going to walk away with something? I'm like, fuck yeah. We're not going to not win something. Right?
Yeah, I'm having some sinus issues. I think it's the altitude.
Oh.
I got to like pop my ears and stuff. It's creepy. Oh, man. Two awards. Thank you guys so much for voting for us if you voted. If you didn't, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You stupid ass.
We still won anyways.
Stupid ass bastard. No thanks to you guys. Oh, man. There's some news.
I voted for us.
Did you?
No.
I never do.
I never vote, dude.
I always feel a little bad that I never vote.
For Kerrang Awards?
Not for anything. I refuse to vote.
You just have no opinion on anything whatsoever in life?
No, I'm neutral.
You're like
the Swiss.
Yeah.
Huh? All right. It's all come around. man. In this week's news, we got some interesting shit. The FDA have given female Viagra... they're backing and recommend that it be approved, but with safety restrictions and conditions attached. The panel voted 18 to 6 in favor of the drug called Flibanserin.
It doesn't come off the tongue as well as Viagra does.
Not. It's not.
Oh, baby, I'm so hot. Give me some of that Flibanserin.
Papa Flibanserin. It's designed to boost the sexual desire of women who have lost their libido. It has so far been rejected twice by the FDA, once in 2010 and again in 2013 due to worries over side effects. But other groups claim that the real barrier to getting the pill approved is one of inherent sexism. What? Let these women take the goddamn pill, goddammit.
What if, like, one of the side effects was you'd be horny for life?
I am that.
I know. I feel that, dude. I'm never satisfied.
I'm a horny guy.
It's like my mom gave me, like, an injection of...
You should never... No, don't bring your mom into this. We're talking about being horny. And no, no. When I was a...
Hear me out.
It's horrible.
When I was a baby, my parents gave me, like, the smallpox shot and all that. But I think they also gave me a shot of Viagra so I would be horny for the rest of my life.
I don't think so.
Because I'm just never satisfied and I've never actually been happy.
All right. Well, this is getting dark. Pornhub.com, which is a website that I have never been to.
I don't even know what that is.
Is hoping to thrust itself into the stratosphere by crowdfunding a porno that will be shot 68 miles above the Earth's surface.
Sick.
On a shuttle service sort of like Virgin Galactic. Not Virgin Galactic here, right?
Maybe they'll start off as Virgin Galactic. And she'll lose not only her virginity, but...
Also her parents' respect.
Come on a magical trip above the world to lose not only virginity, but the respect of your friends and family.
The Sexploration campaign hopes to raise $3.4 million in the next 30 days via Indiegogo.com. If the funding level is reached, Pornhub Vice President Corey Price is shooting to film it in late 2016.
So what do you get if
That's awesome. Space fucking.
What do you get if you donate?
You probably nothing.
You just get to watch
it. A copy of the porn, I guess.
Yeah. If you donate for those and they don't reach their goal, do you get your money back?
Yeah, you don't actually pay unless they hit it and use the money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a commitment of your money. Mm. Yeah. We should crowdfund some things.
Let's crowdfund that.
We could get a lot. Like, crowdfund my new house, guys.
Have you ever seen a porn where they bang on the roller coaster? We could do that.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
The G-forces could...
Well, one of those wooden roller coasters, just like, ow, be dangerous. Fuck, ow.
I don't like wooden roller coasters. They're kind of scary. You always feel like you're going to tip off.
They're never fun and they hurt.
Yeah.
Shouldn't hurt to have so much fun.
Do you think sex is cool in space? Floating around up there.
You just kind of float around in there.
No gravity. Your balls are up by your eyes. I don't know how
your
balls
dick's
work.
By your ankles.
Your dick's floating around. Someone's swinging from it like a chimpanzee.
What if they just get naked and float around and just... Hey, accidentally float into someone. Like, they're all naked in, like, a big...
I wonder if any of the astronauts have ever done it. You think?
Dude,
have we talked about this before?
Yes, they have.
I feel like we've talked about this on the show before, and I don't know.
Of course.
They're not... I mean, probably they're not allowed, but I'm sure someone has to have done it, right?
It's just like, oh, baby, jizzle in my boobs, and it just, like, floats up into the air immediately.
Oh,
like,
no! It's in the computers!
Oh, it's in my face!
Oh, damn it. Well, that's every day for you, Jack. Got him. I don't know. SpaceX. I think I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
I'm going to invest. I'm going to donate. Everyone donate. Let's get this done, and I would like to start
donate to something that fucking matters, right?
Yeah. Let's make a fucking difference, all right? For once, you lazy fucks. The town of Kumaratu in Russia's Bashko... God, why the fuck, Jeff? Why all these stories with impossible names? Bashkortostan. Bashkortostan. It's a province. Best known for its helicopter factory and horse meat. yum. According to the International Business Times. So to mark the anniversary of the town's founding on June 6th, some clever folks went to a cultural twofer and attempted to build the largest ever model helicopter made out of horse meat.
What the fuck?
Well, you got two things and you combine them. I get it. Although the model aircraft isn't going to fly, the blades do rotate. That's fucking impressive, guys.
It's fucking gross.
Horse meat. Horse meat copter.
Bunch of floppy meat just spinning in a circle.
Floppy meat copter.
Sounds like my Friday night, right?
I think we got an episode name right there. Floppy meat copter.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Nice.
I'm not going to give it my full blessing yet, but
it's going to happen.
We could still beat it.
You never know.
It's not as good as Boy Prison. So.
The episodes name themselves.
Yeah, they really
do. It just kind of comes together.
Hey, Ryan's back. He fucking left us.
Yeah, he didn't bring me the cup he promised me either. He was going to bring me a cup.
I
wanted a cup. I got this I got this wonderful bottle of wine up here. Someone's got to get rid of this hangover, right? I smell a bit like a war veteran today. Like gunpowder and booze.
Oh.
I got my pockets full of seashells and I've been collecting them for currency. been living in a tree house.
All-time low trade sex favors on their bus for seashells. We really love the ocean.
Remember that scene in what movie is it where there's like a diagram of how they wipe their butts and it's a seashell? They do it with, what movie is that? Demolition Man.
Never saw it, and I'm very confused.
It's bizarre, and it's like a very little detail that's really irrelevant to the movie. But hey, seashell pooping, I like it.
I hate all of this.
Floppy meat copter. There's going to be a sex party in Toronto this summer, and in case you were wondering, it'll be wheelchair accessible. That's good to know.
Wait, are they talking about our show?
Yeah.
Riot Fest.
Nice. Yeah.
There's going to be a sex show at Riot Fest.
Space sex this summer in Toronto. 45 miles an hour.
The dick's a-floating.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Organizer Stella Pakarova. What the fuck is with these names? Palikarova. Stella Palikarova.
Sounds fake.
It's a difficult name. She has spinal muscular atrophy and advocates for disability awareness. Says she's tired of people thinking those with disabilities don't want sex or intimacy, says the Toronto Sun. The naysayers are just subconsciously hating the fact that people in wheelchairs are having sex. Better sex than a lot of people are having, she says. Called Deliciously Disabled, the event will let people in both with and without disabilities in on August 14th. And the LGBTQ cabaret and stage space, Buddies in Bad Times Theater, will be hosting. That's the venue.
Yeah.
The event's guests will be able to see burlesque performances, wear masks, or attend a workshop on toys, sex toys, space sex.
I'm just going to be in the back of the room, just jerking off.
Yeah.
This is cool.
And then you're allowed to have sex there, but it's optional.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Canadians, there's no laws in Canada.
There's no laws in Canada. Oh, sorry, I jizzed on your face, eh? I'm getting my wheelchair all sticky there. Right?
Yeah, I like it.
That's my impression.
It's pretty good.
Of someone that might attend Toronto. Oh, sorry, I seem to have come on your wheelchair pillow there. My bad. How many kilometers per hour can you roll down that ramp while having sex?
Whilst.
Whilst is a good word. We were talking about the word whom yesterday.
We were talking about whilst because it ruined my sexting.
That's right. That's what it was.
I was whilst I was performing in a text message sex session.
Text message sex session.
Sexting. I was sexting with someone, and mid sext she used the word whilst.
Whilst. And
I was immediately said, "This is over."
You're sexting with the queen.
You've lost me. I'm going to. Jingle your balls.
Place your balls on my forehead whilst I tickle your bumhole with this feather duster. I don't know how to. I've never had sex.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine it might be like.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd like to try it. In space.
In
perhaps.
Space.
So are you not talking to her anymore?
She's been blocked.
I love that you can block people on your phone now. That was a cool feature that they added. Remember back in the day when you couldn't block people and they just call you over and over
and
over
again?
Yeah,
just get a new phone
and you
number.
You say, "Dad, stop calling me. I'm trying to do my homework." And he said, "I just want to come home and see my family." And you said, "No. No, Dad. No.
No.
You went to prison for a reason. You're not welcome back here anymore." All right. I wonder if my dad's listening. A bit sad, a bit of a sad, not so wonderful news this week.
Great, thanks, Jeff.
Sir Christopher Lee, known as the Master of Horror, has died at the age of 93 after being hospitalized with respiratory problems and heart failure. God damn it. The veteran actor immortalized in such films as Dracula, Star Wars, The Man with the Golden Gun, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit trilogies. He died last Sunday at 8:30 in the morning in Chelsea in London. So, sending out our love and respect to him and his family. He was a badass.
Chelsea is a beautiful place to die.
Chelsea is gorgeous.
It's a lovely place.
It's not a bad place to die.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind dying here, actually.
This is nice.
We're surrounded. You know what? I wouldn't mind dying today.
Yeah.
I think after this, I'm going to just take a walk and
you actually look,
find a good tree.
Actually, judging by looking at you, there's a good chance you might.
Just find a good tree. I don't understand. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with the way I look?
You're a very sick boy.
I'm a very sick boy, Jack. Ah, man. Well, hey, RIP to me and to the guy. Andrew Wozniak, 19, of Greenwood, Indiana, was arrested Sunday after police say he broke into a man's house wearing his boxer shorts. What's wrong with that? The homeowner called police shortly after 3 a.m., reporting a man standing in his living room in nothing but his underwear and eating his chips.
He's probably just stoned.
His ridged chips. According to the IndyChannel.com. They reported this. The caller described the suspect as incoherent and pushed him out of the house. Officers eventually found Wozniak walking down the street in only his boxers. He was arrested after cops tested his blood alcohol level, which was around 0.106, which is a fucking... That's probably what my blood alcohol level is on a good day.
0.106.
There's no zero.
Oh.
He was... Yeah. So despite failing the blood test, Wozniak insisted that he had not been drinking. I swear to God.
I swear to God, officer.
Speaking of which.
I just love chips.
I'm just going to fill that up again, all right? Hey.
Woo! How's that wine?
I don't know. Let's try it. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. It's good.
I like them light and woody.
It's a... Well, the description is not in English. It's in German.
Oh, so. Great.
I'm going to read it anyway. Es sprach nicht viel, darin Liebesfahrt ganz glas hin zu... Nope. I give up.
Oh, that was good, though. It's from Burgerland. It's made in Burgerland.
Burgerland? Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good place. Burgenland. Burgenland.
Oh.
Burgerland. We should start a theme. We should make a theme park.
Burgerland.
Burgerland.
Just a bunch of burger rides.
Just a bunch of meat. Meat helicopters. Meat rides.
Oh, I want to be. I want to be grinded up and made into a burger and eaten by.
That would be a good way to die.
Maybe Katy Perry.
Meat grinder.
Yeah.
Katy Perry eats you, shits
you
out.
When I die, guys, will you make sure?
Hey, let's talk about something for a minute.
Oh, God. Please don't.
It just made me think of something. Ugh. Who do you think? Do you ever like look at celebrities and wonder like which ones might be farty? Like, which ones fart a lot?
Yeah.
I think about that sometimes. Like, I feel like Hugh Jackman probably farts a lot.
Well, he seems like he drinks a lot of protein shakes.
Right.
So, yeah.
And he's probably got some toots.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, female celebrities, you know? Sarah Bareilles, does she fart? Probably not.
No.
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Farts.
Dude, she's
wet farts.
Ew.
Big wet farts.
Ew, Alex.
Yeah, I just... No? Is this just me?
Just you.
You don't think about this stuff?
So
everyone does it.
I don't.
It's normal. It's just perfectly normal. I don't understand why. Jack's put off today by the farts.
I'm not a fart guy.
Right. Well, you'll never know what it's like. It was a Texas man's third arrest for having sex with a horse, and this time he paid for it in pain. Cirillo,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I like that headline. Cirillo Castillo Jr., 45. Junior.
His dad must be proud.
He's 45 years old. And he was arraigned last week after a February incident in which he allegedly broke his leg while trying to have sex with a horse. It's hard work, dangerous work, but someone's got to do it. It was his third arrest related to the sexual abuse of a horse since 2012, ValleyCentral.com reports. Mm. What the fuck? He was taken to the Hidalgo County Jail. I love that word, Hidalgo.
It's a movie.
Makes me think of a handsome, yeah, I know, a handsome Spanish man.
Yeah.
Hidalgo. He was taken to a prison and... he's going to have to pony up $1,000 bond.
Wow,
right?
Jeff. Wow.
Pony up? Huh? I don't like when people have sex with animals.
No.
It's not right.
I thought you were going to say, I don't like when Jeff makes puns. I was like, I love when Jeff
I
makes
love
puns.
Jeff's puns. He's sitting too far away to hear the wheeze today. He's in the corner hiding his wheeze. God!
Oh, God. It's just like it's like a highway directly to your lungs.
Ugh. Highway to the
Jeff's lungs.
Lung zone. It's creepy.
Yeah, that's super
lungs,
creepy.
Welcome to the lung zone, everyone.
Right, the second exit past Burgerland.
If you get to Burgerland, you've gone too far. Turn around. Oh, boy. So, yeah, that guy fucked horses, and now he's paying the price in prison.
Yeah, with a broken leg and a torn anus.
All right.
I'm assuming he has a torn anus. There's no way to tell.
Do you think he was giving or receiving?
Both. If he likes to have a good time.
Do horses put out? Chimpanzees in West Africa getting drunk during lengthy drinking seasons. Yes, featuring the fermented sap of palm trees. This is the best news ever.
Love drunk monkeys.
Yes. Yes. Normally used to make palm wine.
Okay.
According to a new study published Wednesday. The report in the journal Royal Society Open Science focused on primates living in Guinea. Guinea, which use palm. Is that where guinea pigs come from?
I'm getting this from my producer right now. He has no idea.
Are guinea pigs from Guinea?
Yes.
You would think. One would think. Now they're everywhere. They've done a great job of spreading themselves around.
Oh. We don't have internet, so we can't track.
No Wi-Fi? We can't verify anything today. All right, yeah. Well, fuck it. So they use palm fronds to soak up the fermented sap of raffia palms. They can contain up to 6.9% alcohol, stronger than most beers. The habitual and voluntary consumption of ethanol has been documented until now only in humans, apart from anecdotal observations in wild apes, said Kimberly Hawkins of Oxford Brookes University.
Drunk monkeys, dude. Let's go and just hang out with them, have a good time.
Good. Good for them. Good for the monkeys.
I just picture me and you like in like the jungle, just like with a bunch of monkeys sitting around just
hammered,
drinking palm wine.
Bring this German wine with me, this Burgerland wine.
They spit it out. They're like, this is bullshit.
I'd like to try some palm wine. Should get some palm wine. Jeff, make a note. Add it to the rider. I want to look these guys up. I wonder if there's any YouTube videos.
What do you think? What do you think monkeys do when they're drunk? You think they go to White Castle?
I don't know. What do monkeys do? You ever wonder what animals dream about?
Jack? Yes.
Yeah, I have two dogs.
Fucking other monkeys.
I have two dogs, and sometimes when they sleep, they're like they twitch. You know, they do a little twitch thing, like they're running. I'm like, what are you dreaming about, little buddy?
If I feed them, give them some water sometime.
What?
I don't know.
Do you have to do that? You have to feed animals?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shit. Ooh.
So. That's not going to be good. I gotta make some phone calls. CCTV footage shows a suspicious shopper wearing leggings and a hoodie, and he has a quick look around before squatting down and pulling down her pants. What the fuck? She. The disturbing video shows the vile moment of a woman when she took a sneaky number two. See, this is a poop-themed episode, guys. There's a lot of poop talk in this one. I like it. You know what? Ratings are up. People like poop. People like farts. It's going to be good. Jack's really upset.
Ratings are up.
Ratings are up. People are talking.
We have a live stream right now. We're seeing the numbers is jumping.
Yeah, look at that. Just crunching some numbers here. So she took a sneaky number two in a supermarket aisle, then carried on shopping. What the fuck? Disgusted awesome. Staff at B&M Bargains found a pile of shit on the floor, covered up with $40 worth of baby clothes.
Oh my god.
BM, Bowel Movement Bargains.
Oh,
Ryan. BM Bargains. Holy shit,
that's
Ryan.
Terrific.
Good observation. At first, they believe the culprit was a dog or a young child, but security guards of the shopping chain were stunned when they pulled up the CCTV cameras and saw a grown-ass woman shitting in the aisle.
Was this in Florida?
It doesn't say. CCTV, though, that's a British thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is that everywhere? Does everyone have TV now? Closed circuit television.
Yeah, it's probably Florida.
It's probably Florida. That's a bold move, taking a Duke right in the open like that.
She had to be either.
Think she did the seashell thing?
Jesus.
Jack's so upset by the poop talk today.
It's bumming me out.
Not for you.
It's not for me.
Poop humor?
No. I've never been into it.
I'm guessing you haven't seen Paul Blart Mall Cop, because there's a lot of poop humor in that. That's a best-selling movie.
I can honestly say with pride and and everything holy, and I've never seen that.
Missing out, man. You are missing out. Hey, remember when we went to ESPN or no, MLB, the MLB channel.
Yeah.
And that, what's that guy's name?
Kevin James.
Kevin James. Yeah. Kevin James was going to be there.
Yeah. We freaked out.
I freaked out. I did freak out. I sort of wanted to ask him why he did a second one.
Yeah.
I guess it's for the money. It's for the fucking money.
Kids love it.
Isn't that why we do what we do, Dak Nabbit?
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. No one sees
it. I would do anything for kids.
Yeah? So you're not cool with poop jokes, but you're cool with implied child molestation jokes. That's where you're going. That's fine. That's all right. We're going to let this happen. I'm going to take a break, reassess what the fuck we're all doing here. When we come back, I guess we'll clean up our act. God damn it.
People.
Just a quick reminder, today's episode of Full Frontal is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is offering you, the listener, a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to www.audiblepodcast.com/fullfrontal and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. You started using it.
I love it. I'm actually a terrible reader myself. Right.
As am I.
So I kind of, I don't know, super easy. I went on, I downloaded Ready Player One, which is a book that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't know, super cool. I just like lay in my bunk and put it on. And
it's great for what we do because yeah, there's a lot awesome. Of downtime, and but there's not always like a quiet place to read. So it's nice to be able to just put your headphones on and have it read to you.
It's read to me in a lovely voice.
We should start maybe doing voiceovers for audiobooks.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
There you go. I love reading Dr. Seuss to me all the time.
A dramatic reading with Jack and Alex. Let's do that. Let's work on that. Anyway, make sure that you guys go to audiblepodcast.com/fullfrontal. That's audiblepodcast.com/fullfrontal and get started. Get your membership. Audible.com. It's awesome. It's so easy. It's great. And they're wonderful. And they're bringing you today's episode. So thanks for that, guys. Welcome back to Full Frontal.
We are going to call a bartender.
Last week on the episode, we took a bunch of your emails. Remember, if you want to send us an email, if you have a cool story about, you know, your ween or anything else, really, it's fullfrontalpodcast@gmail. What? I don't have it written down. Shit. Yeah, fullfrontalpodcast@gmail.com.
And please remember to subscribe to our podcast because in every week it'll just magically appear in your
eyes. Yeah, it's a new concept and some of you haven't caught on yet. It's not a radio show anymore, all right? It's a podcast. So that means you have to go on your iTunes, click the subscribe button and like it.
And then every
give us a good review because not many people do.
Yeah, we need some good reviews out there.
We're desperate. We need your affection and your approval.
And it's free to subscribe, but once you do, it's literally just going to show up in your...
It just pops in.
Yeah, which, you know, is just terrible for you, but cool for us.
Yeah, just shows up out of the blue, kind of like my dad.
My uncle sometimes, he comes up with... He was always wearing a leather jacket, and he's wearing sunglasses. I've never seen his eyes before. And he was like, hey, come sit on my lap. And
Dad,
like,
if you're listening, I miss you. Subscribe and come find me.
It'd be your first time hearing my voice in weeks.
It's been so long, Dad. I miss you so much. But aside from that, like we were saying, last week we took your emails and we got one from a bartender.
Bartender! Hey, bartender!
Her name is Liz. She lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. She's 20 years old. And the first question I think I'm going to have to ask her is, how the fuck can you serve alcohol when you're not legally allowed to drink it?
Yeah.
And are you sneaking any behind the counter?
Because I want some of that.
Because I want some of what you got. All right.
They took away my license. I can't buy wine anymore.
What?
I don't know.
That's why you have a license. That's the only reason you got your driver's license. So that you can so you can buy wine. Oh, boy. let's give her a ring. A little ring ski doodle here.
Ring. Ring.
Liz from Lincoln.
Ring.
Lincoln Liz. Lincoln. Lincoln Liz. You think she's babe?
Yeah.
Do you think she's bae?
Hey, Liz, are you bae?
Hey, Liz, first question. Are you bae?
Hello.
Hey, Liz, what's up?
Are you bae?
Hi.
It's Jack and Alex. You're on Full Frontal.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, hi.
Liz.
Nothing much. I am driving around with my best friend looking for bicycles.
You're looking for popsicles?
Bisexuals? No, fried pickles.
Oh, fried pickles.
Does anyone want some popsicles?
Fried pickles are really good.
Well, I mean, I know, right?
You know what I like? It's some fried okra.
Really?
Yeah.
It's slimy. I don't like it. No.
All right, well,
popsicles are slimy, too.
That's true. Different kind of slimy.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a good kind of slimy. There's a
good
few
kind of slimy, yeah.
There's a few kind of slimies in this world, and popsicles are the good one. How are you? What are you up to? We read your email last week, obviously, and we thought it was intriguing that you were a bartender and you might have some great stories, so we're giving you a call.
Yeah. So I'm freaking out a little bit.
Don't freak out. You know, we're just boys.
I'm
just
good.
Boys on a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
We're just boys looking for popsicles.
Just a couple boys trying to suck on some popsicles, that's all. Yeah. So anyway, first question, and this intrigues me and I want to know. You're 20 years old, which means you're not of legal age to imbibe.
But you're old enough to party, right?
All right, Jack.
Yeah, this is true. Actually, I just turned 20. So I started bartending when I was 19.
Oh. You started bartending at 19. So how does that work? Like
at 19.
So you're allowed to sell it, but not drink it.
Not drink it. Yeah. It's like it varies from state to state. Yeah. In Nebraska, the legal age to like sell alcohol is 19. It's kind of weird, but like you have to be 19 to sell alcohol at like a grocery store or something like that. So like it applies for bartenders too.
Gotcha. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I
have a job, so.
I assume you have some stories.
I do.
Yeah.
That's
a
good one.
Yeah, you see a lot of drunk people, huh?
I do, yes.
You know who's a drunk person? Me.
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah.
Y'all are a bunch of drunks.
We are. We're lushes. I prefer lushes.
Yep.
We're lush.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Okay, so what's your... Who's the drunkest person you've ever seen? Huh? Tell me.
There was a guy that came in, I don't remember, a couple months ago. He came in, he was already drunk.
Good man. Disclaimer,
I work at a restaurant, I bartend at a restaurant, and so we're, as far as like Nebraska laws go, we're not allowed to sell alcohol to people who are already like super duper intoxicated.
Right.
He came in and he was... So he came in and he was like shit faced, and I couldn't understand a word he said. And he was standing at the bar and he's like, "Okay," and I didn't understand what he said. And I'm like, I don't know what you said, but I can't give it to you because you are intoxicated, sir." And he got really angry at me and was like, "Can I speak to our manager?" And I'm like, "Well, he's gonna tell you the same thing, but sure." And then so I got my manager, and he was talking to my manager for a while, and he started like getting really like violent with my manager and started like throwing punches and shit, and he's like, I want alcohol, blah blah blah. And it's like, why do you have to come to this restaurant to get alcohol? You could go literally anywhere else in the city to get alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's like he was like throwing punches at my manager, and like
jeez.
I thought like, yeah, we had to call the cops.
Yeah, we don't really let Jack out anymore.
Yeah, so. That guy was me. I'm sorry
about that.
I was just looking for some popsicles.
Man, I thought he looked familiar.
Yeah, he's an angry drunk. So that's the drunkest guy you've ever seen. Not a very happy guy. What's
No, not.
You ever seen anyone, you know, making love in there? People make love in there?
Not quite to that extent. I've had some like people like be all up over each other at the bar, and I'm just like, I'm like making out and shit and stuff, and I'm just like, okay, you can go ahead and do that. I'm just gonna ignore you.
Respect.
And then when they leave, so it doesn't escalate very much. But I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the whole restaurant, not just at the bar.
What is your favorite story?
People just, like, macking on each other. My favorite story? My favorite story is this old couple came in, and, like, old, fucking old. Like, they're, like,
really
know,
old.
Like, pushing 100 or some shit. And
they're
wizards. Celebrating their anniversary. What?
Maybe they're wizards.
Yes.
I tend to think old people are wizards.
Yeah. Anyway, they came in and like ordered drinks or whatever. They were waiting for a table, and I got them their drinks or whatever. And I wasn't busy, so I was like just making small talk with them or whatever. And I said, "Oh, so what did you guys do today for your anniversary?" And he was like, "We went for a walk. We went and fed the geese, and then we came home and had really amazing sex."
Yes.
And straight face. And I'm like, "What?"
That's
I
awesome.
I was barely ever speechless, and I was just like, "Oh, good for you!" And I'm just like, "I'm 100 and still kicking. All right."
That is amazing.
He's got Viagra.
Yeah. And
I respect. Yeah, I respect. I respect the elderly who maintain a good sexual relationship.
Yeah,
it's good.
I was very surprised. I don't hear things like that though very often. I mean, people share like a lot of like intimate things with me because I feel that people. Think that's okay since I'm a bartender. It's like, I provide the alcohol. You can also tell me all of your secrets.
Yeah, you know, so my bartender's kind of my therapist, too. I get that.
Yeah.
Tell him all my secrets.
I have too many of my own problems to handle that.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's not... why don't you come have a seat on the couch over here? We'll take care of you.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure what that was meant to imply. I'm sorry if I offended you.
I don't know what that was. Nope.
It's a therapy couch, not a sex couch, guys. Everyone's giving me weird looks. Therapy couch, all right?
That's what I call it too, Alex.
Get your minds out of the gutter. You filthy, filthy man. So do you guys ever? You said it's a restaurant, so it's probably not appropriate. But you ever like dance on the bar, like Coyote Ugly style? Because I do that.
It's happened before. It was last spring break.
Girls,
I don't know why people will come to Lincoln, Nebraska for spring break. That doesn't make any sense.
Beautiful.
But they came in and there was like six of them, and they were all like tossing back cosmopolitans like nobody's business.
Hey.
And like I wasn't paying attention because I was dealing with other people, because since I work at a restaurant, I have to take care of the people at the bar, make the servers drinks, and then also like do takeout, and so I do a bunch of different stuff. And anyway, I wasn't paying attention, and I was like washing dishes or something, and I turned around, and they're on the bar. There's one girl that's like laying flat on the bar, and she's like, "Let's do body shots."
Yeah, like, spring break.
What the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, "Can you please get off the bar?" And she's like, "No, I want to take shots, put Malibu in my belly button." And I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And I didn't know how to respond to that one either. I'm just like, well, can you get off the bar, please? I'm going to have to, like, sanitize that shit now.
Well, luckily, alcohol is a great sanitation device.
This is true. I could just, you know, pour some of that cheap shit on the bar, wipe it off, we're good.
Yeah. What's your, I mean, obviously you don't drink, but what's your favorite alcohol to serve other people, I guess?
My favorite alcohol to serve, I like making Long Island iced teas. Those are fun.
Yeah. It's like a science experiment gone wrong as a Long Island iced tea. It's just fun. Everything you have behind the bar in one glass, right?
Seriously. No, they're so fun.
Can you do any of the sweet bar tricks where you like flip the bottles and stuff like that?
Actually, I do this one great bar trick where I try to do anything at all and drop everything on the floor.
Ah, damn it.
But also, when people ever ask me, like, oh, what kind of beer do you recommend? I'm always like, well, my favorite band wrote a song about Stella one time.
Yes.
It's got to be pretty decent.
Nice.
Consequently, I always sell a lot of Stella.
It's actually my least favorite beer, but Alex likes it.
Stella's good. It's we have it a lot in Europe. They always have it on the like at festivals.
Yeah.
And stuff. So that's where that song came from. Now you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, we're just about out of time on this interview. Thank you so much for doing it. I like your stories about alcohol. You know what? I like drinking alcohol, and I like you.
Yeah.
We should get together sometime. Maybe start a family.
Absolutely.
All right. Good. Great. That was easy. What's your favorite song? What do you want to hear on Full Frontal right now? You get to pick.
You should play Hometown by 21 Pilots.
Sick. Love it. Thank you for the recommendation.
Thank you.
And thank you for this interview. You're a lovely, lovely, lovely lady.
Let's get a popsicle sometime.
Thank you.
I will.
Yeah, let's do it. Absolutely.
Next time we come to Nebraska, we'll bring the popsicles. You bring the fun.
Always.
All right. All right, love you. Bye. Love you so much.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Here's 21 Pilots. A shadow flits at me. Spirits in the dark awaiting. I will let the wind go quietly. I will let the wind go quietly. Be the one, be the one to take my soul and make it done, done. Be the one to take me home and show me the sun. I know you can bring the fire, I can bring the bones.
baby angel.
That's a weird.
You're my baby angel.
You're my baby angel. I'm a little cherub bitch.
Yo,
it's weird that if there is a God, that he made angels and then he made cherubs. He's like, well, I gotta have a baby version of this. And a little chubby baby angel.
Yeah,
that would be funny.
With wings and
he just made those to like make fun of.
Give him an arrow.
Are they stuck as babies? Are cherubs always are they babies forever?
That sounds miserable.
Because that sucks. What a horrible existence. Oh, I'm a little baby with wings and I'm fucking fat. I'm a little fat chubby baby angel and they're gonna paint me in the Renaissance period.
But I get to go around shooting everyone with arrows.
Yeah. Yeah, Cupid. The most famous of the cherubs. Celebrity cherub. Celebrity cherub could be a good episode name. Oh boy. All right, we should probably get back to the show. Yeah. Welcome back to Full Frontal, guys. Thanks for sticking with us. This show is pointless. I don't know why you tune in. fucking A. We got some fun facts, and they're fun. This time they're fun.
Dude, Alex, I'm going to be honest with you. I've kind of been half-chubbed this entire episode.
Your hands down your pants right now. It's very aggressive.
I've been half-chubbed this entire episode.
Semi-cherub?
Yeah, I can't.
I've been half-cherub this whole episode.
I can't get rid of it.
What are you doing, dude?
Squeezing my wiener.
Squeezing my wiener. Squeezing my wiener. Hey,
all right.
Crikey, that's a good wiener.
That's not a wiener, this is a wiener.
Fun facts this week. Women are more likely to get drunk faster in the days leading up to PMS due to a rise in certain hormone levels. That's interesting. The word escalate did not exist until the invention of the escalator in 1944.
Escalade.
I don't know about that. Really? Jeff? You fucking with me?
No way, Jeff.
There's no way.
He's just nodding.
The butt, with two T's, was a medieval unit of measure for wine. I've had a couple butts, right?
I like big butts. I cannot lie. You other butts can't deny. When a girl walks in with an 80 to waist,
it's a medieval unit measure for wine.
Sprung. Blah, 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 blah.
Another lyric.
Spring is my favorite season.
It's better than fall or winter. The flowers come out and there's rain sometimes. It's an educational show now. It's true.
He's right.
You verified.
Wow.
Thought we didn't have Wi-Fi.
That's what happens when you don't trust your producer.
The fun facts don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. They are facts and they are fun. In 2011, the RIAA sued LimeWire for $72 trillion, more than the GDP of the entire world. What a fucking dumb lawsuit that is. Trillion.
Give me all your money.
Trillion. Trillions of dollars.
Did they win?
Does anyone have $1 trillion?
No,
isn't the U.S. debt over $1 trillion? Which is basically like, well, we're just going to keep spending because now it's impossible to actually pay back.
Yeah, I don't really understand how government works.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's not part of my job.
You don't have to know that. Yeah. The guy who discovered Uranus, originally named the planet George.
That's so much better.
It's way better than Uranus.
Oh, we got Pluto, Venus, Mars.
And there's George. A pine tree planted in 2004 in memory of the former Beatle George Harrison died after being infested by beetles. Oh, the irony.
Oh, God.
The sweet, sweet irony.
That's sad.
That's very sad.
Sorry, George.
What?
Guess I'll name a planet after you, maybe.
Shut up. Toe wrestling is a national sport in Britain. Toe wrestling. How does that work?
I don't know, but I feel like you'd be...
Jack, stop tugging your dingus.
Dude, I can't...
Get your hand out of your pants.
There's only one way to get rid of an erection.
Cut it off? What's the answer?
Cut it off, you're right.
Oh, shit. Moths are more likely to lay their eggs on, feed on, and rest on the plant species on which they lost their virginity. What?
So, sick. Like, whenever I put my feet up, I just got to go home to my childhood bed from when I was a child.
You lost your virginity in your childhood bed.
I was a teenager, Alex. I was a teenager.
Fucked up, Jack.
I was a teenager.
What are you in the child jokes today?
I don't know.
Getting dark, man. When Bart prank calls Moe's Tavern on The Simpsons, he dials the number 764-84377, which spells out Smithers.
Oh.
That is a fun fact.
What's the area code?
It's not even the right amount of numbers. It's like not... Doesn't make any sense. Netflix has over 76,000 categories, including imaginative time travel movies from the 1980s.
Is that?
I wonder
ad?
What movie that would be,
Marty.
And cool mustaches. That's another category.
Oh, really?
I want to watch a bunch of cool mustache movies tonight with my friends,
my boys.
Get the boys over. I want to make chips and dip.
I want to make a mustache movie.
Norway's biggest illegal export is smuggled diapers. Good to know.
Fuck.
Good to know. There's a species of fish called slippery dick. Which is also what they call me in high school. Soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo refuses to get any tattoos on his body just so he can continue to donate blood.
You can't donate blood if you have tattoos?
No. No. Increased risk of hepatitis. There's an international whistling championship.
I can't whistle.
You can't whistle? You really can't whistle?
No.
Is it true? Come on. You're just blowing. You're just blowing air.
So what do I do?
You create like a little. I don't know how to explain it. I'm gonna be a terrible father. Everyone, this is ridiculous. Everyone in here is there a cricket. Is that a cricket impression? Brian's got a phenomenal cricket impression. Wow, that's a good cricket. Yep, you're getting it.
I did it.
It's starting to happen. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, man. In the U.S., almost no species of firefly are found west of Kansas. That's not true at all. There's a shit ton of fireflies in Baltimore, Maryland.
You said west of Kansas.
West of Kansas, right. Where are we? Who? How does geography work?
Huh? Yeah.
Guys? Anyone?
West is to the left of them.
West?
If you're looking at a map.
West is to the left of them. It's a phenomenal explanation. New York City makes 33 million tons of trash a year, more than double the waste created by Tokyo, which holds 12 million more people. Wow. That's a fun fact. It's a depressing
fact. It's not fun, but it's a fact.
You dove in a pile of trash in New York once.
Yes, I did.
Remember that?
I was just bored.
Yeah. You'd had some wine.
I was trying to meet Oscar.
Oski. In Japan, they have lactation bars offering human breast milk. Oh, my gosh. $18 gets you a shot, and $46 gets you the whole nip.
That's expensive.
I don't like that.
That's pricey. The prices have gone up.
Prices are high on breast milk. Well, it's in demand.
Yeah.
Supply and demand. That's how it works.
More
people want it. There's not a whole lot of breast milk to be had in the world. Yes, there is.
When I was a kid, I used to be able to get breast milk for a nipple, for a nickel.
When I was a baby, I used to get breast milk for free from my mother. All right? That's how that works.
That's how I got it, too, actually.
Some people orgasm when brushing their teeth. That's not a fact. That's just anyone can orgasm any time.
Dude, I was thinking about this today. I am so bad at brushing my teeth. I gag. I have the worst gag reflex. I almost threw up today when I was brushing my teeth.
That's not good.
What's wrong with me?
There's a lot of. I mean, how long do you have?
On this earth?
I could be here all day to talk about what's wrong with you. Do you think, is it like a sexual, is it a sexual pleasure thing that they get from the brushing?
The vibration?
The vibrations of the toothbrush. I want to try it. I'm curious.
Just jerk off while you're brushing your teeth.
Oh, I do, every day.
Of course.
That's more work than it needs to be. Oh, man. Those were some fun facts, huh?
You learn everything. You learn a lot.
You learn. When you listen, you learn.
Quit school, kids, and just listen to this podcast once a week.
It's just all you need. It's all you need in life. We got to take a quick break. Listen to some music. I gotta take care of some. I gotta brush my teeth.
Never coming back. No matter how bad I know that you find somebody else to be there for you. I keep sleeping sideways in my empty bed to fill up the lonely space. I'm just a kid with too much lonely space.
Welcome back to Full Frontal. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe. Tell all your friends about us. Take the trash out for your parents. They'll appreciate the work that
you
do.
Take your trash out. Do your clothes.
Do your bed. Respect your parents.
Wash the counter.
Will Smith. Will Smith's rapping.
Do your clothes.
Do your clothes.
Do your bed.
Do your bed. Do your best. Do your clothes. Do your bed. Do your best. That's our motto here at Full Frontal, and we're sticking to it.
Do your clothes.
Music news this week. Knuckle Puck will release Copacetic on July 31st through Rise Records. Good for Knuckle Puck. Knuckle Puck. It's a weird word to say sometimes.
Knuckle puck.
The All-American Rejects are recording new music. That's good news.
I like that.
Sarah Bareilles, who we talked about earlier, maybe she farts. I don't know. Sarah Bareilles has confirmed that her new album will that she does in fact fart. And her new album will be coming out in November. It's called I Fart. Spotify is reporting they have now hit 75 million users. 20 million of them are premium. I'm a premium user.
Me too.
I like Spotify.
Yeah.
Never Shout Never will be releasing Black Cat on August 7th. And Mew have announced their first North American headline tour since 2009.
And
go check them out.
The Menzingers
on tour.
The
Menzingers are still out there doing their thing. That's it.
There's another page we're looking here. All-time low 1-2 words at the Krang Awards.
Just a reminder. People are talking. Best international band twice now. 2 years running.
People are talking.
You know? We lost it last year. And then to some other idiots.
Yeah, we're back.
But then we got it back.
We were up against AC/DC.
That's fucking ridiculous. Weird. That we beat AC/DC for Best International.
That makes sense.
There's just no way. Guys, thanks for tuning in. This has been another wonderful episode of Full Frontal. Goodbye. You're almost there. Yep. Tune in next week. We'll see you later, you losers. Sucking on a bartender's dick.
Bartender!
Yeah! Ow! This is the weirdest song ever.
So let's do it.
That was just a sound check, right? Okay.
Wait, did you record that, Ryan? Because I'd love to. She's awesome.
Sucking on a bartender's dick.
Dude, let's keep that. It's so good.
You're my baby angel. You're my baby angel.
Cherub baby. You know that song by Shaggy?
Yeah. Of
course. How's it go?
Yeah. You been done. I'm burping. You're my baby angel.
Cherub.
Just a baby cherub.
You're my baby darling. You're my darling.
Baby. Angel baby.
Baby love.